Thank you, Rye. Hi, Ethan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing fantastic. I appreciate you for asking. It's Thursday. We're at the end of the day, we've had a pretty good week, and you're ready to get on to the weekend. I don't know how you're doing, but we're doing all right.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what we got here for you. Now, I do have you listed at a Grasscal Hardware Hardwood Flooring, base set of 38401. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Fantastic. Now, did Rye do a good job of explaining the reason for the call today?
She did.
Okay, fantastic. So it looks like with this listing, we do have two different sides to this one, which means high probability listing. That means you have a flat rate option, and there is also a paper qualified lead option. Now, with the hardwood flooring, are you specializing in all hardwood flooring, or are you doing different types of flooring?
Yeah, we specialize in hardwood floor.
So all hardwood floor. That's all you're working on, right? Right now it's hardwood floors?
Mm-hmm. We do do a bit of everything, but if we're going to make a Google search, I'd rather just do straight hardwood.
Okay. Now, remember, the reason why I asked, because we use different keywords, terms, and phrases, right? Now, with the Google Verified, it was previously known as Google Guaranteed. There is a Flooring Pro category, right? So with the Flooring Pro, I mean, obviously there's things like, you know, baseboards, carpet, hardwood, installing floors, marble, floor polishing, floor refinishing, floor repair and maintenance, wood floor sanding and tile, right? So if there's anything in those that you're not willing to do, I mean, you let us know, right? And then we turn those off for you, right? So that you're not receiving the leads for those. Now, in your area.
Most of those we wouldn't do.
Okay, so we're looking at. Okay, so it's going to be the hardwood. Are you doing polishing, refinishing?
On hardwood, it would just be install, sand and finish, repair on hardwood, quarter round trim. That's about it.
Okay. No, that's good.
And LVP flooring, but I'd rather just have it on hardwood for the Google search.
Okay. So that's going to be like your most profitable service anyway, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's 99% of what we do.
Okay. 99%. Well, that's a pretty big percentage. And so we definitely want to focus on that, right? Yeah. Now, if there's anything else that you want leads for or you want services for, I mean, you let me know, we'll bring it. But I mean, if we're focusing on all hardwood flooring, we'll definitely get that done for you. Now, what was that?
Herringbone style hardwood.
Okay. So yeah, those are types of keywords that we'd like to use. Exactly. Things like that. So when somebody's looking for that specifically, they're directed to your business, right? So I mean, with this category in particular, since you're focusing exclusively on the hardwood flooring, what I'm going to recommend for you is going to be that flat rate option, right? Now this flat rate option gives you a 50-mile radius from home base where you're anchored to the front page of Google for your search word terms and phrases, right? Now the way that works is you get activated for Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple, right? With Apple, you'll get Siri, Safari, and Apple Maps. So you're verified there. Now, Siri and Alexa, those are your top voice searches. We always make sure you're activated there as well as your desktops and mobile. So as you can tell, we'll cover all your bases for you, right? You'll get unlimited clicks and calls off that front page. So it doesn't matter how many jobs you get or how big the jobs are, your price never balloons on you. Now, this one sits at a flat rate of $299. With the initial programming, and it gets you all set in, right? It bills once a month for that exact amount. It also includes social media hosting. So do you have a Facebook business profile?
Facebook, yes.
Okay, so what we'll do there is we'll use retargeted ads. We're going to put out about 400 of them a month for you. And the way a retargeted ad works is if anybody goes in and they put a post that says, hey, I want some new hardwood floors installed. Anybody have suggestions? You don't even need to know these people. As they start scrolling, your flyer is going to show up organically on their timeline, you know, and it's not just if they make a post, you know, if they're searching anywhere on the web or even if they're talking about it, these ads will show up. We make sure that your business ad shows up because they're inside your service area, right? I mean, I'm sure a retargeted ad's happened to you. You're kind of thinking, is my phone listening to me? You know what I mean? While you're scrolling, those types of ads.
So it does.
So go ahead.
So the phone actually does do that?
It's an AI. Yeah, so it's an AI that kind of trolls the web.
That's crazy.
What was that? Yeah. It works though. I mean, it is, right? It is, but it works. And I can tell you've had that deja vu feeling where how does my phone know what to show me? You know, but that's where it's coming from, right? It's taking all the data that you're either punching in or you're typing here and there, you're searching in different areas. And then when you go into your social medias, it's going to retarget you for the businesses in the area, right? And whichever businesses are tuned for that are the ones that are obviously going to be able to receive that return on investment there. And I mean, that's kind of how the world turns when it comes down to business sides of it, right? I mean, I don't know how old you are, but I mean, I'm sure you've heard of the Industrial Revolution, right? Cars and all that kind of took off. I mean, right now we're in the technological revolution and now we're sitting in the AI revolution, right? AI is just kind of taking over and it makes differences for businesses. So, I mean, it's good. And this plan itself becomes very profitable because, I mean, think about it. $299, realistically, how many jobs we got to get you for this to pay itself off? Probably just one. You know what I mean? And everything else after that is going to be profit. I mean, I'll do a search in your area and let's see how many searches went on and what kind of businesses and who they are. That's kind of getting the book of business for your area, right?
Okay.
Let's see. Let's do, and we'll do a basic one. We're going to do hardwood floor installation near me. And I'm going to run a 10-mile radius from home base zip code. That's going to be 38401. All right. Within 10-mile radius, we had an average of 3,421 searches in the past 30 days just for this keyword, hardwood flooring insulation at 38401. That book of business went to a few companies here. You have R&S Flooring with 230 reviews. They've had two bookings nearby, and we have Full Coverage Painting and Flooring, 567 reviews, and they just had six bookings nearby, right? Now, with these companies, I mean, you're going to find them on the very front, you know, and when you look for these companies and you find them on the front, they're not hurting for business, right? I mean, these are the guys that are soaking up those calls from the people that don't know who else to call. That's a major benefit of being listed here on Google, right? So, I mean, is all this kind of making sense? Is it resonating with you?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I actually know them.
Oh, you know them. Yeah, well, then, I mean, they'll tell you. And one thing that they're also running, and if you're interested, I can go into that one with you, but they're also running, like, a Google Verified program. So which one do you know, the Full Coverage or the R&S?
What does RMS stand for?
No, it's R and S. Flooring, R&S.
Okay, we have, yeah.
Yeah, there's a few other ones here, right? Like Refloor. Let's see. Who else? Country Flooring.
Can you tell me if Davis shows up? Davis Hardwood Floor?
Davis Hardwood Floor, yeah. And I'll tell you how they're ranking as well.
He is on there?
I don't see him.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't see a Davis Hardwood Floor. I'm looking now in the, is he based out of your zip code?
He is.
There's a lot of guys that do it around where I'm from.
Gotcha. Let me see if I can find him another way. Davis and Glasgow Hardwood or Davis Birmingham?
You said Davis and Glasgow?
Yeah.
That's like in 15 years ago.
Gotcha. Yeah, and then I see Davis Birmingham floor sanding. These are the only Davis hardwoods, that are listed in that area. Let me see. Yeah, it looks like the top flooring business for hardwood flooring right now in your area that's soaking up the most business online is going to be that Full Coverage Painting and Flooring. And then R&S is coming right behind them. They're doing well, too. So, I mean, the searches are happening, right? I mean, we'll definitely be able to get you some business here. I mean, it's a small investment, but we operate with no contracts. To be fair, we do have a small early termination fee, right? We only ask for 90 days. As long as you give us 90 days, there's no termination fee. It would be $600. However, every month that you're with us, $200 falls off. So the first 30 days, $200 comes off the early termination. You're down to $460. You're down to $2. And at 90, there's no termination fee at all, right? So, I mean, we're really looking at a solid program, especially when you're talking about all the activations you're going to get, right? Now, I did.
I do want to do this, but I will not do it probably this month.
Okay.
I just started Angie's, and it's taking a big part.
It sure is. How's that working out for you? What made you go to Angie's before Google, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, because, I mean, you got to really think about how customers are going to look, right? So, I mean, what should be there first?
You first, but I just signed a 12-month with them. But they're, and it's only 8 jobs a month. It kind of sounds way lower versus just anybody looking it up.
Yeah, so they're giving you 8 leads for how much?
About $600 over.
Oh no.
So it's no. Like it seems like a.
And you signed a year contract there. You're gonna need some help. You're gonna need some help. Being able to cover that on a monthly basis. I mean, if you don't have Google, social media, if you don't have these other things working for you, it might be kind of hard in the flooring industry, right? In your area. How many leads have they sent you and how long have you been with them? And I'm just trying to help you out here.
I've been with them, I think I started Monday. It's not been long.
Okay. Long. It hasn't been long. So to be fair, you haven't had enough time to see if you're going to be able to make the return on investment, right? But $600 for 8 leads is really steep. I mean, it is really steep. Now, I will say 6, 12, let's say 16, 1200, right? Okay. So, because with Google Verified, which is what, RNS is running, right? And full coverage, it's a pay-per-qualified lead program. The only time you actually pay for the lead is if you can successfully get an appointment with these guys, right? When you do, you pay for that lead. But other than that, I mean, it's a really profitable program now. These leads, they come in at $135, right? Which I know is a little bit more expensive than what you're paying. But at the end of the day, the conversion rates are a ton higher. You know what I mean? And considering you just, you know, put $600 into a yearly contract, I wish I could have got on the phone with you sooner, right? Because, I mean, obviously this program is going to work a little bit better for you, and I'm going to be a little bit more reasonable as far as costs for a new business. I mean, you qualify for new business rates and things like that. I mean, if you, within the first 72 hours, I mean, you have no interest in switching over from them to Google. I mean, you always have a right of rescission, right? Within 72 hours. So, I mean, that's your choice, contract or not. But, I mean, if you're going to compare the two side by side, Google's second to none, especially when it comes to business.
I know. I'm not sure what the rate is, if termination rate is for them. But your deal does sound a lot better.
I mean, definitely. I mean, we do work with a lot of the customers, right? So I even work in conjunction with some of their customers, because what I'll do is, and I might be able to get it approved for you since you are with them and you're a competitor rate. If I can get it approved, I know we're at $299, right? But at the competitor rate, to kind of help offset the cost, what I'll do is I'll help business owners lock in the local listing in their area so that way they have that prime visibility, and I get them approved for a lower rate, right? So I can get that. And if it gets approved, it'd be looking at $249, right? And that would get you started, but that'd be your full monthly rate, and that'd be with the website, with the optimization, with the social media,
and you said that's
unlimited clicks.
That's a flat rate?
That's a flat rate, that's right. So it doesn't matter how many jobs you get, how big, it'll never go up on you. That's the plan that we were already talking about, right? But since you just signed up with them, I can do the competitor rate. I can put it in, and if it comes back as approved, it'll let me know in 30 seconds. You know, we'll be able to go from there. It'll come with all the services included. You just get the discounted rate.
Okay.
I mean, you want to give that one a shot? I mean, it'll come with the social media hosting as well, the retargeting ads. It'll also come with the website. And just so you know, the website's up and running within the first 7 to 14 days. It's also going to even help you convert on the Angie side, right? Because when those customers are going to look you up, they're going to go Google you, right? and we want them to see a website. We want them to see that presentation. You know, we want them to give them a reason to pick you versus the other 5 people that you're about to be shared with, right? You're going to be in a real competition pool, right? Definitely. I don't know if they made you aware of that, but every lead you get sent, It gets sent to about four or five other companies too when you go to the home advisor thing, right? So we want to be able to set you apart. The digital marketing experience is going to do that for you. So it'll help you convert there and bring you new customers from here. And at $249, even one customer I'm bringing you from Google, separate from that, it's going to pay for itself and increase your profit margins. And I'm not going to sign you into your contract here. I'm going to show you how it's all done, right?
What I like about yours is it's only 3 months. If it was 1 year, I probably really couldn't do it until I got more busy.
For sure. And I mean, with this one, like I said, I mean, even with the 90 days, I mean, within the first 14 days, all your services are rolled out. The only thing that we're waiting on at that point is by day 45, you're anchored to the first page of every single area. But within the first 14 days, all your social media, all your website, all your directories, your voice searches, everything goes live for you, right? You're receiving all those emails. So the way that it works is, say, hey, you know what, Dave, let's go ahead and secure my listing on the local maps. We'll close down 50-mile radius for you. We'll schedule you for your onboarding call, which will take place tomorrow. That'll be about 30-minute phone call. We'll be going over geofences, setting up the domains, getting ready to build a website for you. Now, have you ever bought a domain before? Like, do you own one for your business?
To be honest, I'm not even sure what that is.
A domain is like a www website, like a .com website. Have you ever had one before?
We may have, like, years ago.
Okay. Well, don't worry about it. I was just asking because if you do have a domain, we can use it because your customers are already used to it, right? But if you haven't had one in so long, we'll just buy one on your behalf and we're going to build out the website anyway. We buy it at no extra cost. Now, however, for some reason, and like I said, I'm always transparent. So if for some reason you decide you don't want to be with us anymore, we buy that domain at $99. We don't hold it ransom either. You're more than welcome to say, hey, you know what? I'll just pay you guys what you paid for the domain and I'd like to keep it with me. You're more than welcome to do that, right? I mean, we're not here to hurt businesses. We're here to help them. And our partnership with Google allows us to do that at a very successful rate, right? But like I said, I'm very transparent on everything. So as long as you know how it works, when we're crossing those T's and dotting those I's, we have a real clear expectation, right? Like as far as timeline, first 5 to 7 days is all your directory submissions are live. You receive all those emails. 7 to 14 is website and social media. After that, you have all continuous ongoing support, customer service, and by day 45, you're ranked on the top and everywhere we have you listed, right? We don't just tell you, we show you. We give you access to your Google Business Analytics dashboard. It shows you every keyword and phrase you're listed for. It shows you where your searches are coming from. You're going to have access to your website from there. So if you like to edit or anything, you can do it on the back end. You're also going to show you exactly how well you're ranking in every area we have you listed. It's going to be a CRM for all your new customers. The call tracking is going to protect you from spam calls, phish calls, and hack calls. Okay. What we'll do is we'll filter those out to where you're only receiving the calls that actually matter and are making money for you.
Okay.
I mean, it's a very comprehensive program, and it comes with that first page listing, right? When you sign up for the first page listing, you get the umbrella services at a discounted rate. Because, I mean, those are obviously limited, right? You can't sell those to everybody.
So if I was to agree with the terms today, get the call tomorrow, and then make a payment, it's going to be $250, pretty much.
That's right. So what we do is we go through what's it'd be $249, and it bills for exactly that amount once a month.
Okay.
Yeah. The first thing that I do is I'm here on the business profile right now, right? So we're going to be setting up your service area. Right now you have one, it's kind of, I don't know if you've seen, it's kind of like an oval shape, you know, so it goes mostly south. You have, I mean, did you set that one up or you just kind of let Google do it for you? That's the service area itself.
Well, I told them I go up to Nashville and no further, and I go to the Florence, Alabama. I don't know why it's oval.
Yeah, it's almost oval. I mean, obviously at the edges, it has a little, right before Greenbrier, it cuts off. You have half of Hendersonville. You got all of Nashville. And then it mostly goes south, right? So, I mean, pretty much this is what I'm doing, right? I'm making sure that we have a service area set up, right? So if not, we can change that for you with the geofencing. Your hours of operation right now are listed Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the weekends are closed. Is that still correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, we also do review management, right? And we're going to be managing, like, the online reputation. So as reviews come in, we'll be sending those to you via email. If anything comes in that we don't like, we'll automatically start challenging that stuff for you because we want to make sure that we have a great reputation online, right? So it's just another protection that we allot for your business here on the Google Business Profile. Now, as far as service area goes, you said you're going up to Nashville. I mean, how south are you going? Because it seems like you're traveling more south than you are north.
I said I go to, like, Florence, Alabama, which is the very top of Alabama, like the very top.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's about as far as I'll go down.
Okay. So in terms of miles, what do you say, like 50 miles, 60 miles, about an hour in any direction? That's where I'd like to list you, ideally, you know, east, south, northwest.
Okay, so...
So we're going to be opening up. Basically, your this service area is going to open up a little bit, right? Because it's not as big as I would like it right now. We always aim to keep you close to home, right? So that's one of our goals. But as far as like the 50-mile radius, is that something that works for you?
Maybe a little bit smaller. But the thing is it saying we're based in Columbia?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Columbia, Tennessee, 38401.
But I actually live about, I live in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, which is about 30 miles south of Columbia.
Okay. Gotcha. So you live.
I don't know, I would keep it, like, could you make the radius smaller?
So like, we have up to 60, so you just let me know what radius works for you. And then I can go ahead and put that in for you, right? So what are you feeling?
I'm feeling anywhere from Nashville all the way to Florence, but.
Okay, let me pull that up. Nashville. And we're talking Nashville, like, all the way to 45, Interstate 45, like, you know how it encompasses out there, kind of wraps around north. Are we talking Nashville to, you know, Interstate 155 north?
Probably South Nashville. I'm not sure. It's so big.
Yeah, it is. It is really big. Okay, so then what I'll do is where it's encompassed, it's kind of, if you look at Nashville on the map, right, you'll see Nashville in the center, then it has, like, the circles surrounding it, right? So it has that one outer compass, and then there's, like, there's about three of them, right, that kind of encompass it. So what we'll do here is it's looking like about a 40-mile radius, about 35 to about 40. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes.
So about 35, maybe 40 minutes is pretty much what it turns into in terms of driving, right? But as far as miles, I mean, that kind of looks like the radius that you're talking about right now. If we're talking about, you know, Florence, and I did a rough draft on the geofence, right, so I can kind of get that radius. I'm going to put that in. Okay. Now, the keyword terms and phrases. I know we're doing all hardwood, right? Now, you had said that there was a specific service earlier. What was that? Can you remind me?
You want me to name them all?
Well, no, you don't got to name them all, right? I mean, I know we're doing hardwood installation, right? But, I mean, if there's any specific brands, any specific types of hardwood floor that you like doing, I mean, we'd like to put those in there, right? So that way, whenever that's used, you're able to be found.
Are you talking about herringbone?
There you go.
Herringbone. It's a nice style. It's like a zigzag style of hardwood.
Gotcha. So customers that are looking for hardwood are going to use a term like that. And those things that we want to know, right? It's going to increase our performance. So that's a good one. Okay. All right. So So then pretty much the next thing that we do now that I got all the business profile information is we'll go through what's called a voice verification, right? Now, this one, what I do is I walk you through the program. I let you know how it works. We get the particulars down. So that way, if you have any questions, you can ask them now, right? And if you there's anything you don't understand, just say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before we even get like any type of billing info, right? That way you can kind of feel secure staying to the end, answering any questions, and we'll see where we get from there. Does that sound fair?
Okay.
All right. So I'll go ahead and I'll get started here now. This call will be recorded for quality assurance outline and service agreement with LocalSpass, and it's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Glasgow Hardwood Flooring.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Ethan Glasgow, owner.
Okay, now are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of your account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now Ethan, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls from LocalSpass?
Yeah, I got to answer them.
Yeah, for sure, right? Mm-hmm. So this is one of the things we got to cover, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you out our 877 number. Now this one, it is 24/7 customer service. Now I'm going to text out on the side my extension. That extension is going to bring you right over to my office. So I'm the director here. Feel free to give me a call at any time. That extension will bring you to my desk, right? So I just sent that one out. Feel free to save that one at your nearest convenience. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to LocalSpass. So what I do is I provide you a security question. You can ensure the call is coming from us and not another company, right? So the security question options on your account, you're going to have three options: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Do I pick one right now?
Yes.
What was the last one? My pet's name?
Yeah, first pet's name.
First pet's name was Miley.
Miley? Okay, M-I-L-E-Y. All right, let me get this one in there. M-I-L-E-Y. Okay. Now, in hiring LocalSpass as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Basically, what that means is, what it means, Ethan, is if anybody's calling and saying, hey, we want to help you out with, you know, this on Google and this in social media, just give me a call. I'm here to protect your business, to make sure that you're not getting phished, scammed, things like that, and also to make sure that the specific algorithm that we put in place for your business to keep you on the first page of Google doesn't get tinkered with, right? So as long as, you know, something like that's happening, you give me a call. If it's a great idea, I'll let you know, hey, Ethan, that's great. It won't mess with anything we got going on. Or if it is, I'll just be honest with you. I'll tell you, hey, Ethan, we got real specific algorithms. If we do that, it's going to hurt our performance, right? So basically just keep me in the loop whenever you're thinking about online digital marketing efforts. Is that fair enough?
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Now, you're already verified, so I can skip through the verification process. So your payment for initial term and account setup, it would be charged today on November 13th, 2025 in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement, and your payments would automatically renew on the 13th day of each month in the amount of $249. That would be your monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number that I texted out to you. Now, if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. All right, now we do ask you to keep in mind LocalSpass is international. We have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. Now remember that early termination fee is the one we talked about. It's a total of $597, right? Every month you're with us, $200 comes off. I just like to be completely clear with that. So that way you know exactly how it works, right? Transparency is key.
It's cheaper to stay, at least for the 90.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. And I mean, with the results, I mean, literally within the first month, you feel everything coming right out the gate. I mean, tomorrow morning's going to come around, you're onboarding. the wheels start turning really fast. You start getting your emails. You start seeing your social media. Do you have a Facebook business profile that's already up and running? Or at least has your business name on it?
It does. It's not really
that's all we need.
Too much.
That's all we need. We're gonna put all the technology behind it. All we need, as long as you just have it there that says Glasgow Hardwood Flooring, you're going to put us as a manager on there, and we're going to start putting together all those ads for you. Now, if there's any ads that you want promoted throughout the month, like say you're going to run a promotion or something like that, you just let us know, right? And we'll put it together for you, and we'll pump that thing out for you. No big deal.
Okay.
You're going to be able to see all your ads. And like I said, it's about 400, it's about 400 ads every month.
Okay. I do have a question. What number is going to be advertised? What phone number? Or will I do that tomorrow?
Okay. So the phone number that's going to be advertised, now on Google itself, you're going to have a unique tracking number. Now that's that call tracking feature we gave you, right? So call tracking, I gave it to you, it's no extra charge, but what it's going to do for you is not just is it going to eliminate all those spam, phish, and all that, but it's going to be able to track your success within Google, right? So Google's going to assign that number to you for their listing. Now, with that number itself, it's going to also give you an in-phone directory, which is another major benefit. So when customers are calling, I mean, obviously you're going to have an influx of phone calls, right? But when they're calling you now, what they're going to hear is, thank you for calling Glasgow Hardwood Flooring. Press 1 if you're a new customer. Press 2 for existing. Press 3 if you already have an appointment. So on and so forth, right? That's fully customizable. That's just an example. But what it is, it's an in-phone directory, right? And it's going to help you filter through your new calls, your new leads, and obviously manage them better, right? Especially when you're out there working. I mean, you're doing the owner-operating, right? So you're working the job as well as you're getting the job, right? You're doing both sides of the company?
Yes.
Okay. Then yeah, that in-phone directory is going to work great for you. I mean, you're going to need it with the influx of phone calls. So that's why we threw it in there and now it's at no extra charge.
I was just wondering because I want somebody else to get the calls. I don't want to get the calls.
Oh, okay. So you want that one forwarded to a different phone number. Well, that's not a problem either. So what we'll do is on your account, we're going to list the phone number that you want linked in. So that way when the call is getting routed to you guys, it gets routed to the proper phone number. So I need that one. Just give me 1 second. Let me put this in, and then we'll get that phone number here on the account. Let's see. Okay, what's that phone number?
931-286-4533.
Okay, and does that go to, like, is it going to be you or is it your partner, an associate, a worker, an employee?
It would be my dad.
Okay.
I'd rather him just take calls.
Okay, he's going to handle the service calls.
Partner.
Gotcha, okay. And what's his name?
Michael Glasgow.
Okay. Michael Glasgow. Right, let me put him down here. I'm just setting up a profile here for you. So we got Michael Glasgow. And you guys are partners in the business, part owners, so I can put here his title.
Would that affect anything? I mean, I'm not.
No, not at all. Oh, okay. Well, then what I'll do here, yeah, if you're the owner, then what I do is I'm going to list him as an authorized user, and it doesn't affect anything, right? But what it will affect is he has access, like if he needs to call in or ask any questions or anything like that. I mean, he'll be listed here where he'll be able to get those answers right now. If you don't want anybody listed on the account, but you still want him to receive the phone calls, I can do that as well, right? I just want to make sure that if you're going to have him calling in for anything, that he doesn't run into any snags. You know what I mean? And it's like, well, Dave, why didn't you tell me I had to list him? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's really up to you. You know, he can still receive those calls. It's not a problem. But if you want him to have access to the account, you just let me know and I'll list him as a user.
The calls from... Are you saying that, like...
Like the calls from Google, like the customers, you want them to go to your father's phone, right? 931-286-4533? Yeah.
Oh,
so I can do that.
Like, yeah, do that.
From the customers, right? Looking for new services.
Yeah. But yeah, like,
so I can do that.
Like, you, I would just rather you talk to me.
Gotcha. So everything on the account is going to be handled by you. The customer side of it is going to be handled by your father. Okay. So then I don't got to list them here on the account. Right now, the only one that's going to have access on the account is you. And if you want anybody, if you ever want to change that, you let me know and I'll list somebody for it.
Okay.
Right. So we got Ethan. Okay, now what's the best email address for you, Ethan? And this is going to be one that we're going to use to contact you, right? So preferably the one you got on your phone.
Okay. eglasgowred@gmail.com.
And red is like the color red, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the letter E, and then Glasgow. Just make sure I got that spelled right. That's GLASSGOW.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. GLASSGOW, right? It's just one S?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Yeah, that was on my... Okay, I updated it for you. Righty, got that one in. Okay, now, what is the... Because you have your business address masked online, right? You're going to want to keep it that way, correct? On the Google Business Profile?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the billing address that we're going to put on file?
Do 1701 Wheeler Drive, Columbia, Tennessee.
38401. Now, what time are you going to be available tomorrow for your onboarding call? I'm going to send that invite to you right now.
Let's see. Do you think I could get the call about, like, what you did today, like 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock? Yeah, give me 1 second. Let's see what I have available on our calendar.
All right. I got 2 times.
Okay.
Because I know the calls are long. I don't want to do it while I'm working.
Yeah, it's going to be about 30 minutes.
If you can do 12
okay.
to 1 o'clock or just 4 o'clock.
I got a 12 noon. I have a 12 okay. noon. If you want the 12 noon, I have it, and we'll call you. Usually the call comes in a few minutes right after 12, about 12:05. You know what I mean? Right around there.
It takes about 30 minutes. I'll be on lunch.
Okay, perfect. You go ahead and get it. Now, this one's going to go straight to your calendar that you have either on your phone or whichever one you subscribe to, right, which is Gmail, so it should be the Google Calendar. So that one should be coming in pretty quick here. Just give me 1 second. All righty, we got tomorrow. It's Friday, and we're going to do noon. Okay. Now this one's going out right now and it's going to go to that eglasgowred@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay, there it goes. You should be receiving that one shortly. Okay, now the next thing we'll do is we'll go into the billing information. Now, I did get, let me see, billing address should have saved.
I need to ask you one question.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure if you can answer it, but do you know if, like, Angie's List and this Google advertisement, is it good for a tax write-off?
The Google ad, ours, for sure, is tax write-off. I don't want to answer for Angie's and give you some false information, but at the end of this year, you'll get all the forms you need from us because everything you do with our full digital marketing firm is absolutely a tax write-off. That's whether we, okay, you know, end up going into Google Verified or Google Ads or pay, whatever we end up doing, it is all a write-off. And we have all those forms we'll send out to you at the end of the year.
All right. I'll try to write everything off.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, come on, you guys got enough overhead as it is. Everything that we can do to minimize the expenses is or maximize our expenses and minimize what we show on paper is going to be better for our pockets, right? So I know how that goes. I'm a late 40s, right? I've been helping build businesses for a long time, so for sure. All right, so we got all that taken care of. Now we can go into the billing info, and then right after this payments process, you're automatically going to be sent out three messages. One of them is going to be your initial invoice. So basically, like that voice verification went over, that's going to get sent out to you in writing, and then you're going to get all your Google My Business profile information that we'll need, right? So we can go ahead and move on from there. Now, I'm sorry, but if I get the billing address one more time so I can fill it in on this side of the account.
1701 Wheeler Drive, Columbia, Tennessee, 38401.
Okay. Now, are we going to use it Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex today?
Visa.
Okay. Go ahead when you're ready.
4607-3-0-0-4-4-0-4-0-7-6-3-6.
Okay. I'm going to read it back to you because once I save it, it goes away, right? So we got 4607-3-0-0-4-4-0-4-0-7-6-3-6.
Yes.
Okay. And expiration month?
11/28.
Okay, we got November of 2028. And CVV? 757. 757, okay. We update that one for you. Okay, I'll be the first one to congratulate you on locking in your local maps listing with Local Spas. You now have a 50-mile radius from home base, Ethan. Super excited to be able to help you get onboarded. Now, you'll notice that right now you're about to get those three automatic messages. They should ping any second now. Let's see here. The one that I'm going to need you to open is the one that's going to say initial invoice.
Will I get an invoice every month?
Yeah, for sure. So when you get billed for the $249, you'll get that invoice so you can see what, you know what I mean, basically you're building and keep that on file for your business. Just came in, right?
Just did.
Perfect. So I said initial invoice. What you'll want to do is make sure, and Ethan, that's E-T-H-A-N, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you want to make sure that the spelling is correct. If you can put the two check marks there, that way we can email you and text you on all your updates and then put your signature there. That'd be perfect. That's going to have us ready for our onboarding tomorrow. Now, what I'm also going to send you out is you're going to have, it's a quick video. It's a YouTube video from our channel. It's going to walk you through the dashboard. It's about 2.5 minutes long. It's a little tutorial, right? So that one's going to help you out along the way so that way you know how to use all the services. And I'll even send you a My Site tutorial, right? So for the website itself, you'll be able to see how all that works as well, right? So that way, once you have access to it, you know how to get in there and manipulate things and work them to your benefit.
Okay.
All right, so here we go, my site tutorial, and there it goes. So you got those two, you got your dashboard and your my site. And then it looks like right now we're good to go until tomorrow. I'll finish working up on the account, and then we'll reconvene tomorrow at noontime so we can get you all on board.
All righty.
Well, we appreciate your time. It's definitely been a pleasure, Ethan. Do you have any questions for me right now?
I don't.
Okay. You need anything, feel free to get a hold of me there at my – wait, give me one second.
It's the contact card you sent me. That would be you?
That's right. That's me on the contact card. And extension comes right over to me. Okay. You're all good to go, Ethan. We definitely appreciate it. And anything you need, give me a call, text, email. That extension brings you right over to my desk.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good evening.